this already. We live in a post-truth world. This is great news for advertisers, politicians, and pharmaceuticals. Not so great for parents, the IRS, or most newspapers. I suppose we'll get accustomed to this after a while, but it may take me longer than I'd like to fully embrace this new paradigm. Buyer beware, citizens be afraid. Gullibility, as is well known to the Nigerians who frequently ask me for funds so that they can secure $1 million, which they would be happy to share with me if I help them, exists in each of our greedy little hearts. We want to support our beliefs with facts, and if the facts are a tad suspect, well, facts are facts. Says so right here in black and white. A couple days ago, some character acting on tweeted information that a pizza joint in D.C. was really a pederast ring run by Hillary, took up arms and decided to take things into his own hands. I know, it's baffling to me too how anyone with half a brain would believe this is true. But this guy took his half brain and an assault rifle down to the pizza parlor to stop that sex traffic mid-topping, hold the cheese. Today I saw where Trump's nominee for National Security Advisor General Flynn tweeted, "You decide. New York Police Department blows whistle on new Hillary emails, money laundering, sex crimes with children, etc. Must read." Mamma mia, what can you say? This is the dude who will, if confirmed, be in charge of the security of this country. I wouldn't let the creep be a pizza delivery man, but then I'm not going to be in on the confirmation hearings, am I? The next president is the uber liar-in-chief, after all, so why not fill the cabinet with tweeters and know-nothings? We just need to change a few of the presidential myths, is all. George Washington didn't fess up to chopping down a cherry tree. He just told his ma the neighbors cut it down for firewood. And mom, it was an English walnut. Probably good to be rid of a Tory tree anyway. Can I have more dessert?